The Lord be with you.
Reading
from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my heavenly Father. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. Everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the words that we hear most in the Bible is the word trust. Spanish, confiar, trust. We hear it many times, but it's not always easy to carry out. I'd like to tell you a story of trust. In honor of the Blessed Mother, we're celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe next Thursday. Next Monday we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. So I'd like to give honor to Mary in these very beautiful days. I lived in Italy for 7 years, and I didn't travel too much because I was not there to travel but to study. But on one occasion we did have the opportunity to go up north because I lived in Rome. If you know geography, Rome is the center of Rome, and the northern part would be the two big cities of Torino and Milano, if you speak Italian. Turin and Milan. Turin would be basically the base of John Bosco. And I think all of you have heard of St. John Bosco. But there was another saint that was living at the same time. And the name of the saint was Giuseppe Cotolegno, St. Joseph Cotolegno. And this was one of the saints that had the greatest trust in God of any saint you ever met. His charism was that he wanted to help out the poor people, the blind, the deaf. Did you hear me? Okay, the blind, the deaf, the paralytics. And he's the only founder of a contemplative order of blind nuns. How about that? They're blind contemplative nuns. So he set up what is called, I'll teach you some basic Italian, it's called La Piccola Casa. Spanish, La Casita. La Piccola Casa. It was somewhat funny because it really wasn't a piccola casa, it was a little city. And it was a little city which was basically set up to help out the handicapped, the paralyzed, the sick, the retarded. But he relied upon one idea, and it was La Divina Providencia, Divine Providence. So that little city had no income except the donations that came every day. And to this very day, it doesn't have an income, but those who give donations, and it's still in existence after 150 years. Here's a story. You're going to love it. He has a huge debt, as was often his case. He's got all these people to feed. Doesn't have any money, but also he's got a huge debt. So he tells a woman, go to the store and go get some bread. And she says, yeah, Father, fine, give me the money. Money? What's that? I don't have any money. I don't have any money. Well, how am I going to get bread if I don't have any money? You go and just trust God. So she's walking, scratching her head. How am I going to get the bread? Am I going to have to steal it? But that's against the commandment to steal, right? So when she's on the way there, she bumps into someone. A beautiful, majestic woman who she never saw before. And the woman said, where are you going? Well, I think I'm going to the bakery to get some bread and food for the poor people. And the lady said, well, do you have money? No, I don't have any money. She said, take this. And it was a huge sum of money that could pay the debt and pay enough bread for that one day. It was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yep. It was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do you ever worry? Not yet. Have you ever worried? Because we don't trust God enough. Amen? We don't trust God enough. So that's the simple, humble homily I'd like to give to you and to me. We have to trust God. God loves all of you. He loves you more than you're aware of. These are the words of Jesus. Don't worry about the food you're going to eat. Don't worry about the clothes you're going to put on your back. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. Have you ever seen a bird that was flying to visit a psychologist? Or to go by, the bird was flying to the pharmacy to get some depression pills? Have you ever seen a flower going to the beauty parlor? Have you? Jesus says, the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, they're beautiful and they have enough because God watches over them. If God watches over the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, will he not watch over us, men and women of little faith? So remember these words. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be given to you beside. So in your problems, go to the Blessed Virgin Mary as Juan Diego. Go to Mary and talk to her about your problems, and she will fill you with peace. Amen.